was the night before Christmas, all alone in my house, and I could have had porn at the click of a mouse. But my stockings were off and my panties were gone, and I hoped a big cock would come fuck me till dawn. Alas, I gave up and I took to my bed, as visions of penises danced in my head. I found my wee vibe, turned it on with a flick, and settled in bed for a long, yummy schlick. When out on the lawn there arose such a ruckus, I ran to the window to say, "What the fuckus? I'll throttle you bastards if this is a prank. Who's making that noise and spoiling my wank?" The moon hit my breasts and they started to glow, and cast such a light on the garden below. And what to my wandering eye should appear but a guy in a Santa suit beginning to leer? He gaped and he drooled and he fondled his dick, and I knew in a moment, this ain't no Saint Nick. He ran to my window and pressed on the glass, and called out to me as he ogled my ass, "Now baby, now honey, now you sweet little vixen, your cunt and my cock should soon be a mixin'. On top of the bed, against that far wall, on the stairs, in the kitchen, I must have it all." As wet as I was, like the fucking Atlantic, I knew in my heart I shouldn't get frantic. So calmly I moved from the window with care, and snapped closed the blind so the guy wouldn't stare. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the siding, cursing and grunting and the shingles start sliding. As I reached for the phone to call the police, in through the window came my lover in fleece. He was dressed all in red from his head to his boot, with a lumpy old pillow in front of his suit. His beard was all tangled, his hat was a mess. He looked like a jackass, I have to confess. But his eyes, how they twinkled, and his dimples were sweet. His lips were quite luscious, his gaze full of heat. His shoulders were broad and his arms were quite strong. Were it not for the pillow, I'd have checked out his schlong. As if he could read all the thoughts in my head, he began to undress as he came to the bed. The more he disrobed, the deeper my shock, till he stood there quite nude with a big, raging cock. It was chubby and plump, as big as an elf, and I moaned when I saw it, in spite of myself. With a wink of his eye, he stroked his big head, and that's when I knew I would take him to bed. I spoke not a word, but went straight to my knees, and I moaned and I groaned as I licked and I teased. He came in my mouth as I slobbered and spit, then he dove on my cunt and devoured my clit. I writhed and I thrashed and I clutched at his head. Then we fucked and we fucked till we'd broken the bed. And I heard him exclaim as I came and I bucked, "Merry Christmas to all. May you all get so fucked."